latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Beginning with the news that City have completed the signing of Gabriel Jesus from Palmeiras. The 19-year-old forward, who has been training with the club since the start of the month, is finally eligible to make his debut and could feature in Saturday's game against Tottenham. Gabriel will wear the number 33 for City. And discussing his move to the Etihad Stadium, he said, "I was very pleased that the fans wanted to find out about me and were following me through social media. When I'm presented officially and when I run out onto the pitch, I'll be playing for them. My dream in a City shirt is to win titles, to be happy and to make all of Manchester City's fans happy." Moving on, and former City goalkeeper Andy Dibble believes Claudio Bravo's worrying form in goal could be arrested with the help of a sports psychologist. Bravo has struggled to show his best form since being brought to the Etihad Stadium as a replacement for Joe Hart. Dibble thinks that the situation is not beyond rectifying, though, saying the pace of football in this country is so much faster than in La Liga. He's finding how sad and lonely our position can be. That is why he needs real help. Guardiola needs to have talks with him and the goalkeeping coach and create a plan of action. Finally today, and City remain positive they can still convince central defender Toshin Adara Bioyo to sign a new deal to stay with them. The 19-year-old is out of contract in the summer, and talks over a renewal have stalled. It's understood the citizens would be entitled to compensation for the Manchester-born starlet, who has been with the club since a schoolboy, but are loath to lose him. Adara Bioyo caught the eye of Pep Guardiola in pre-season and has since made 3 appearances in total. Everton are just one of a number of clubs looking to take advantage of the situation, but City haven't yet drawn a line under the negotiations.